Just wanted to ask you and Joel O'Brien had a little dust up on the sidelines. What precipitated that and how'd it work out?
I threw a pretty bad interception, so he wasn't happy about it. And it's probably a long line of coaches and players that were pretty pissed at me after that, but Billy got to me first, so he let me have it. I deserved it.
What happened on the interception?
Sorry?
What happened on the play?
I tried to throw it to Taekwon, and the guy made a good play.
Is that rare that happens with you and Billy kind of intensely going at each other, or does that happen like in practice stuff?
We're both pretty emotional guys, so you know, that's what I deserve. You know, you make bad plays, you're supposed to get yelled at by your coaches. I've certainly not the first time and probably won't be the last. So it was just you know, you can't do it in that situation, and you know, it's just a stupid play by me.
Tom, it kind of looked like you started the conversation started with something that you screamed in his area. Not that, you know, he was critical of the interception. Is that how it started? I mean, did you take issue with something on that play?
No, I made a terrible play. So, you know, he just wanted to let me know I made a terrible play. It's football, man. It's game of motion. It's athletics.
Were you looking at Gronkowski originally?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was looking there, and then was trying to throw it to Taekwon in the back, and was trying to get it over Gronk and the two other guys that were on him. Just put a little too much air on it and gave the DB a chance to make a play. So not the ideal time to throw an interception with a 7-point lead.
Is he like that in practice, hard to bring down? I mean, do your guys, can they bring him down?
He's tough. He's a big guy. He's strong runner. You know, he always seems to make yards after the catch. So it was some great catch and runs that he made today. He's obviously a huge part of this offense, and it's just great to see him make plays like that today.
It's unusual. I mean, a lot of guys are strong, and a lot of guys are nimble, but he was like both on the same play, dragging guys and then tiptoeing like a, you know, ballerina on the sideline. You don't see that.
No, he's a big guy, and he's tough to bring down. He's a good route runner, good blocker, and a smart player, very dependable, very consistent. He's really been doing it all season, so he needs to continue to do it. And obviously, it was a close game today, and every play that he made really helped us win.
The second down pass where you and Wes missed connections, it seemed like the throw was a little bit behind, but it's also the ball he catches, you know, at least 9 out of 10.
Yeah, we had a few plays where we were close today, especially in a red area that, you know, we probably should have had, you know, 3 other touchdowns as opposed to 3 field goals. And so, you know, when you don't convert in the red area, and we have opportunities, certainly not, you know, the plays or anything. It's just really a lack of execution by us players, and we have to do a better job because it's, you know, when the games are tight, you know, a lot of times you look at how well you do in the red area, and, you know, we just didn't do a very good job of that today.
Was there a time today where you thought the game might turn into a track meet? You know, they came back and made it 17-14, that we're going to have to score a lot today and not miss too many chances.
Well, we're always trying to score. We move the ball pretty well. We just didn't necessarily get it in the end zone. We needed to get in the end zone. So you know, that was probably the frustrating part about today, is I think we left a lot of points on the board. And defense, fortunately, really finished the game well and made a great play at the end to really save us.
On the throw, on the pick, looking back on it now, what should you have done?
Yeah, you know, you try to, you know, it's a ball you got to throw where if your guy doesn't catch it, no one catches it. So you just, you know, you look like you have a matchup, and if, you know, if it's not there, you got to throw it away. And, you know, you always say I was trying to make a play, and the coach always says, well, make good ones then. That wasn't a good play.
Tom, a couple final questions.
Bill, game comes in most every week and says it's good to be 9-3, good to be 8-3. Today said good to be 10-3. But the tenor of this game and last week's game is, you know, so much more to do. How far is this team from clicking on all cylinders, do you think?
Well, we're capable of putting a lot of good plays together. We just need to do it consistently for 60 minutes. I think that's what you see out there. We have opportunities to make plays, and we just, for one reason or another, you know, we're just a little bit off. So, you know, we're still working at it. You know, there's nothing perfect in football. I'm sure the Packers, but other than that.
It's funny, 10-3 here, does, you know, 10-3 in another city.
people be pretty excited about 10-3 here, and it's like glass half empty, not just with the media or fans, but you guys too.
Well, I think Coach has high expectations for us, and he challenges us every week to play better, play more consistently, and at times we do it, and other times we don't. And you know, we're still waiting to put together 60 minutes of football, and hopefully we can do it this week in Denver.
Tom, you said something about 60 minutes of football, putting together a whole game. When Josh Wilson had that interception late in the fourth, what was going through your head?
It was a bad throw, so I was trying to make a better throw. Thank you.